Praise the Lord. Good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank and praise you for all your goodness, your faithfulness, for all that we are able to achieve from morning till now. We are here, the brethren are here, and our brethren in other places of God. We thank you for the miracles, the wonders that you have done in our midst. We thank you for new people who are saved. We thank you for solving certain problems. We thank you for the healings. Oh God, we thank you for the new jobs. We thank you for the provision, the guidance that come from you, Lord. Thank you for health and strength and support from you, oh God, in all the aspects of our life, leading your church in the way of righteousness according to your will and according to your plan. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you for all the brethren and their jobs, the places that they are working, their salaries, their income. We thank you, Lord, also for the good health that you've given for each and every one of us. Thank you for your protection to us from this COVID-19. We pray that your will be done, O God, and we pray also, Lord, you protect all our church members and families and our brethren and our own families, O God, from this pandemic. And also we pray that no one will be forced to take the vaccine against his will or against her will in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray also, Lord, and we thank you for all the brethren who are giving their tithes and opening and first fruit to you, Lord. We thank you for the provisions, O God. Lord, we pray for our brethren who has no jobs and no visas and the rest of the documents that they need for them to be settled, O God, in the places that you had put them. We pray for jobs and incomes, O God. We pray for those having delayed salaries, touch their companies, provide for them. Bless these companies, O God, the places that they are working so they will receive their salaries and on time. Whatever they have pending salaries, I pray in the name of Jesus that you enable their companies. You bless these companies so that our brethren will be blessed. We pray also, Lord, for the places that you had put your church here in UAE, O God, and the extension in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Australia, America, Malawi, and Sierra Leone. We pray, Lord, for a favor that come from you, from the governments of all these places, O God, that all the logistic needs, documentations, O God, that will be provided, O God, that nothing will be lacked so that your work and ministry will go on. We pray for the prosperity of all these countries and nations and the cities that you place us, O God, so that when we prosper, we too prosper. We pray for the rulers to be saved. We pray for them to have wisdom. We pray that we'll have favor from them. We pray for their salvations. We pray also, Lord, that you reveal yourself to them in visions and dreams, O God, that they will know that you are the true God. Answer our prayers for them and answer their prayers, O God. Make a way that they will meet you, O Lord, that they will know you, O Lord. Stretch out your hand, Lord Jesus, and do miracles, that the people will know that you are the only the true God, and we are your servants. And we pray also, Lord, we pray for the church to grow. We pray for more people to repent and to know you through our ministry, through your church, O God. I pray for the pouring out of the Holy Spirit upon us, that many of us to be filled with the Holy Ghost and to be refilled once again. And you give us, Lord, we pray for the gifts of the Spirit that we need, the gift of evangelism, gift of faith, gift of healings, O God, and message of wisdom and message of knowledge, generosity, ushering, O God, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, gift of teaching, gift of prophesying, gift of pastoring. Lord, we pray all these gifts that we need, you provide for us so that we will serve you, O Lord, with the gifts and the leading of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we pray also for more fruit of the Spirit in our lives, in the life of your church, your people. More love, joy, peace, patience, perseverance, gentleness, kindness, self-control, humility, righteousness, long-suffering. We pray, O God, that you will express your attitude in our lives. We thank you, God. We bless you. We pray for tonight worship. Anoint all the items of our worship. Anoint the prayers, the songs, the instruments, this recording, the giving, and also the word of yours to us. We thank you, God. Take this recording and bring it to where your people who are in need to be encouraged to hear your word and to get revived with your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Let's all stand and worship the Lord. Tell him, Lord, how will I live without you? Yes, oh God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your support and your help and your gentleness and kindness to us. willing to offer our life to you, Lord, to walk in your ways and to save you, O God. Teach us how to abide, correct us even today through your words, and lead us to do the right things, O God, to take the right decision. Teach us today more of your ways. In Jesus' name, Amen. us, O God. Direct us today with your words. Make us understand your will. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and offerings and our first fruit to the Lord. As we give to the Lord, the windows of heaven shall be open upon us, and the Lord will rebuke the devourers in our life, and He will let all nations know that we are blessed by Him. Thank you, Lord, for all your people who obeyed you and brought their tithes and offering and first fruit. Open the windows of heaven and bless them and rebuke the devourer in their life, and let all nations know they are blessed by you. And Lord, I pray you use this money to reach the lost souls, multiply them, O God, and give wisdom how to be used according to your will. That's all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. How to take the right decision is an important topic in the life of each and every one of us, life of the families, in the life of the church. The church has great rules, and also depend on you. You need to know where you put yourself, with whom people around you, from whom you are taking advice, godly people or ungodly people. We read how Jehoshaphat put himself into troubles when he allied with King Ahab, king of Israel. We started last week discussing from the book of 2 Chronicles and chapter 18, and we reach until verse 18. Let's read from beginning, and when we reach verse 18, we will explain verse by verse. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance and joint affinity with Ahab. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, wilt thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we'll be with thee in the war. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of the prophets 400 men, and said unto them, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same of is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. And the king of Israel called for one of his officers and said, fetch quickly Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, sat either of them and his throne clothed in their robes. And they sat in a voided place at the entering in of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenana, had made him horns of iron, and said, thus saith the Lord, with these thou shalt push Syria until they be consumed. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, will I speak. And when he was come to the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And he said, Go. Go ye up and prosper, and they shall be delivered into thine your hand. And the king said to him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? Then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains, as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master. Let them return therefore every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he would not prophesy good unto me, but evil? Verse 18, again he said, Therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall entice King Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one spake, saying, after this manner, and another saying, after that manner. Then there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. And the Lord said, Thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out, and even so. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your word to us. Thank you for your direction that you give to your church and your people. Thank you for the warning that we always receive from you to walk in your ways and to fear you and to acknowledge you as the head of the church. Thank you for your church. Thank you for those whom you raise up as pastors and leaders and elders to care for the flock, O God. We pray that we'll be at your expectation, always giving the right advice and fearing you, not fearing people, and doing the work of yours in full. We thank you, God. Anoint my lips. Arrange the message in the way it should be, O God. Anoint me, O God, so that your word will be clear to your people. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, this all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So here, King Ahab, when he spoke bad about Micaiah, son of Imla, in the front of Jehoshaphat, and now Micaiah, he need to reveal the truth more clear and defend his stand, why he spoke this, and he want to tell him that I am a real prophet and I am standing in the presence of the Lord. Again he said in verse 18, Therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. He's saying to him, What I am speaking to you, I am speaking from the presence of God. And here there's a warning message for Ahab, because Ahab was putting everyone to go into the direction that he wants. He does not want to listen to something contradict his opinion. In verse 19, and the Lord said, Who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? Here the Lord is telling him, the Lord is asking people to fool you. He is planning that you will go to Ramoth Gilead and you will fall into the battle. And one spake something, saying after this manner, another saying after that manner. He is telling him that what I saw in the counsel of God. God is, if you are looking to go and everyone to support you, God is looking to destroy you in what you are going to do. That is a real warning for him and to Jehoshaphat and also to the rest of the people. And that's even warning for you if you are still insisting on your own ways to go on. In verse 20, then there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? When the spirit said, I will go unto him. God said, how you do it? Verse 21, and he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so. Now see here, God allow a lying spirit to go and to be in the mouth of his prophet so that he will be enticed and go in the wrong direction. Now here the question. Why God need to do that? Some people they say, well, why God would do this? Why God will allow lying spirit? Why he will not allow truthful spirit to go on? They are, the thing here, there are people, they are not willing to listen to the truth. This man had destroyed every prophet who speak the truth. Even he hated Micaiah because he was speaking the truth. Some people, they want somebody to tell, they want people to tell them lies. They will hate those, they will hate us as a church, as a leaders of the church. They will hate us when we say to them the truth. Now the question is, now this when they go to battle and they will be destroyed, the whole Israel will be destroyed. How God will allow Israel, his church, his people to be destroyed? Now the question here, the 400 prophets from where? From Israel. They know they are telling lies. I mean, people, they don't fear God. That's why God allowed lying spirit to go in the middle and they'll be deceived. And verse 22, now therefore behold, that's Micaiah, he is telling him, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil against thee. He told them that those what they are speaking to, they are lying spirit. This is from God. God allowed them to tell lies because you want them to tell lies to you. That's a very heavy rebuke to the king and to the people around him, those prophets. And he told them also warning that the Lord has spoken evil against you. Such a mighty man of God, he is not afraid. And we as a church, we should not be afraid of people. Even they hate us. Even they speak bad. Even whatever they do, we will continue to tell the truth. Verse 23, then Zedekiah the son of Chenana came near and smote Micaiah upon the cheek and said, which way went the Spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? This man was rebuked because he was he was one of the liars there. And the message of Micaiah rebuked him. That's why he came and smote Micaiah on his face. You know, people will get angry with us. People, they will get mad on us when we oppose them and expose their lies. But we need to carry on as a church. We need to do whatever God wants us to do. In verse 24, and Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see on that day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. He told them, time will come that you will hide yourself either from the shame, because his prophecy will be lies, will be exposed, or he'll be run away from the enemies who will come after him. And Micaiah said, behold, that thou shalt on that day, which when thou shalt go in into an inner chamber to hide thyself. In verse 25, then the king of Israel said, take ye Micaiah and carry him back to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Josiah, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in the prison, and feed him with the bread of affliction and with water of affliction until I return in peace. Now this is here how they deal bad with the right, the prophets who rebuked them, who did not approve to them their plans. What they do with him? They put him in jail. isolation. They give him bread of affliction and water of affliction. I pass through that. When I rebuke somebody, what he will do? He will leave the church. He will pull his ties. Yeah, and he will pull others also. He will teach them to do the same, to isolate me, to boycott me, to persecute me, thinking that he can change the mind of God. Or he thinks that I will be bending to the pressure that they are going to go against me. I will not. Micaiah did not, and I will not. Whatever the pressures, whatever you want to do, do. And you will hear from me the word of God that rebuke you to your face. And Micaiah said, if thou certainly return in peace, then hath not the Lord spoken to by me. And he said, hearken all ye people. He taught them, he warned him in front of everyone, you will not come back in peace. You will be in trouble because you are doing your own will. Verse 28, so the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead, hard-headed. Ahab, hard-headed. And Jehoshaphat, he knows the truth. Why he went? Because he's ashamed. Because he was allied with Ahab, and he cannot excuse himself. Let us see what will happen. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and will go to the battle, but put thou on thy robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went in, and they went to the battle. Here Ahab started to use Jehoshaphat. You know, when you put yourself with the wrong people, they will use you. They will use you to protect them. Self. Why he asked him to wear his, why he want to disguise himself? Because he is aware that the Assyrian is after him, and also he is afraid now because Micaiah told him God is planning evil against you. So he want to hide himself, and he want to use Jehoshaphat, he want to use you. Evildoers, they want to use you to take the problem that will fall on them. That's here the point. You should not putting yourself with the wrong people. You must put yourself with the right people, so that when you need a counsel, you will hear a counsel from the right people. In Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 22, the word of God says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. Now, there were 400 false prophets. Now, there's not a multitude of counselors. They are a multitude of liars. You must know where you need to put your self. Now, here, Jehoshaphat was put in another problem, that he will be targeted by the enemy. In verse 13, now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariot that were with him, saying, fight ye not with smaller grace, save only with the king of Israel. Now here the king of Syria, he told them, don't fight with anyone, just look after the king of Israel. Really it was, God was planning evil against Ahab. And Ahab thinks that if he will disguise himself, he will not be discovered. As if God cannot see him. See how he is fool. See how he is fool. He does not like to listen to advice, and he does not like to listen to correction. And still he wants to hide himself from God. See the foolishness. Verse 31, it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed about him to fight, but Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him, and God moved them to depart from him. Now here, the Lord allowed that the captains of the Syrians to attack Jehoshaphat. God did not intend to kill him. God wanted him to take a lesson, to repent, not to put himself with such kind of people. Jehoshaphat, what he did? He cried out to God. God listened to his prayer. As I say, God was not the plan of God to kill him. God just wanted him to realize that Ahab is a dangerous person, a dangerous people, and he should not put himself there. He gave him a lesson that he should not repeat that again. And even God will allow certain trials in your life, put you in such troubles, so that you will know how to repent and put yourself out from such bad and dangerous company of people. For it came to pass that when the captain of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. God make a way that they realize that is not King Ahab, that is another king. God was not after Jehoshaphat, God was only after him to give him lesson, but God really was after Ahab to put him to death. In verse 33, and a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Therefore he said to his chariot man, turn thine hand, that thou mayest carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. Here, this arrow is from God. God was against King Ahab. Even he disguised, hide himself. God's purpose will come true to fulfill the word of Micaiah, son of Imlah, to fulfill the prophecy, to show they are false prophets, and to fulfill his word. You know, even Ahab was witnessing that how God fulfilled his word. And the battle increased that day. Howbeit, the king of Israel stayed himself up in his chariot against the Syrian until the evening, and saw, and about the time of the sun going down, he died. He saw how the people were scattered, as Micaiah had said, and then he died. Now, let's read chapter 19 about what will happen to King Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem, got the lamb to go there, but he gave him a lesson, but that's not enough. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land, and hast prepared thine heart to seek the Lord. Now here, Jehoshaphat was rebuked by the seer. When he went back, God did not allow him to be there without a rebuke. Jehu, the son of Hanani, was the seer. He went up to rebuke him. We need to do the same. If we see people doing their own will, plan, and putting themselves with the wrong people, we need to rebuke them so that they will come back in the right way. He told them the good things in him, but he told them also, because you help those who are ungodly and love those who hate the Lord. Because you did this, the wrath of God shall be upon you. That is the rebuke that he received. We need to do this also with our church members, our brethren, so that we will doing the right thing, so that next time they will not do such wicked things. Let's all stand. How about you now today? What kind of person you are? Still hard-headed, like King Ahab? In the Proverbs chapter chapter 19 and verse 20, hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. You need to be wise when you receive advice and instruction from the church leaders, from us, who teach you the right way, so that at the end you'll be wise and you'll not be into troubles. Repent of your sin. Come to the Lord. Give your life to Him. Be willing to follow the instructions. Be willing to give up your own will and follow the will of God. Put yourself out from wrong people's, wrong company, so that you will not be in troubles as Jehoshaphat put himself in. That you desire in the life of your church and your people. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God, that you have with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.